السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على خير خلق الله أجمعين وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن سار على سبيله ونهجه ومن استن بسنته ومن اهتدى بهديه إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، وقد قال تعالى في قرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون. نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة، ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون، نزلا من غفور رحيم. صدق الله العظيم. All praise, all thanks only due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yet again has given us this beautiful opportunity of gathering on the house, or gathering in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this Mubarak occasion of Jumu'ah. So we start off by thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this, and we make dua simultaneously. Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq of seeing many, many more days of Jumu'ah. Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq of seeing it with afiyat, also appreciating this Mubarak day of Jumu'ah. And may Allah ta'ala make it such that the last day of our earthly life is this day of Jumu'ah. In one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, إِنَّ لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ شِرَّةً وَلِكُلِّ شِرَّةٍ فَتْرَةً. That for everything there's an eagerness, there's some enthusiasm. What is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam referring to? That every new work, something a person is doing, everything that is new, everything that he's seeing after a long period of time, and he's enthusiastic, he's eager to engage in it. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying that before this day, some time of eagerness. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam goes on to say, وَلِكُلِّ شِرَّةٍ فَتْرَةً. And for every eagerness, there is some type of weakening, there is some type of lax that does take place. And to understand this, very simple example, is most of us would have eaten some, for example, biryani yesterday for lunch. That first time that biryani came in front of us, what eagerness was there to eat that biryani? It was looking so hot, it was steaming, it was looking nice. We all were excited to take that first round of biryani and eat it. Second round came, that eagerness was there, but it wasn't so much. So we ate it, but with a little bit less eagerness. And those people that still have an appetite, they went for the third round, maybe fourth round. After that, they said, now we're saving place for desserts. Why? That eagerness that was there is no longer there. So this is what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying, that there is eagerness. So therefore, there's an Arabic saying, لِكُلِّ جَدِيدٍ لَذِيذٌ. For everything that's new, there's some type of enjoyment. And after that newness wears off, then also that excitement and that enjoyment also wears off. So what is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam trying to tell us? This also we see in the month of Ramadan. The first night, everyone is there. Masjids are packed. After 2-3 tarawehs go, you'll find many masjids. What happens now? The crowd starts dropping. People are waiting now. When the last 10 nights come, then we'll start going back again. Then the 21st night comes, the masjid is packed. Again, they said, now we're waiting for the 27th night, and then we'll all go back to the masjid. So this is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying. But as far as deen is concerned, we don't operate like this. That there's eagerness and then there's weakening, and then there's eagerness again and there's weakening. Our ulama explained it like soda water. You get soda water in a bottle. If you shake it and you open, you'll see what will happen is all that soda water will shoot out. And after a while, you shake it again and you'll see that soda water is finished. It's flat. There's no more gas. There's nothing in it to now cause it to flow. So therefore, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ulama give an example as this, don't be like soda water. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is telling us in different words, he's saying that we shouldn't be like this. What should we do? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam explains in a hadith, أَحَبُّ الْأَعْمَالِ إِلَى اللَّهِ أَدْوَمُهَا وَإِنْ قَلَّهِ. That the most beloved of actions to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are those actions that are carried out consistently. In other words, you went through this month of Ramadan. There has been some capacity building that has been taking place, whether you realized it or not, whether I realized it or not. Allah Ta'ala has put this month of Ramadan to create that capacity in us to do much more than we were doing before the month of Ramadan. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in this hadith which I just quoted, he says, وَإِنْ قَلَّ, that you're carrying on with it, even though now that you are doing, you are gone less, You're doing 20 rakats extra every night day in Ramadan. Now you've gone a little bit less, but you're still continuing. You haven't given up your extra nawafil salah that you're reading. You were reading Quran Sharif in the month of Ramadan. You're making dhikr in the month of Ramadan. You're making dua. You were crying when you're coming to the masjid before iftar. You're crying in dua. You haven't given up these things. The month of Ramadan has come to an end, but your ibadat hasn't come to an end. The ibadat is still there. The ibadat is still continuing. In other words, we should make dua to Allah Ta'ala that, oh Allah, you have taken Ramadan away from us, but don't take Ramadan away from within us. In other words, the month is gone now. Ramadan is gone, the month is gone, but that spirit of Ramadan should be still within us, that I want to continue these Mubarak A'mal of Ramadan. So this is known as a preservation plan. You'll find a person who is a runner. He'll train and he'll work. He's working towards that 15 kilometer run. He'll start off slow. Maybe he's not a fit person. Start off with 1 kilometer, 2 kilometer, building himself up, reaching 5. Then he reaches the point where he can run 15 kilometers easily. Now that runner, that person who has built up that ability to run for 15 kilometers, if he says, now I'm taking a rest now for another 3-4 months, I'm not doing anything, I'm eating everything, I'm not dieting, I'm not worried, I'm just complete. What will happen to that ability that he built up? He'll lose all that ability. So similarly, we have built up, this is the grand architecture of Allah Ta'ala, to cause us to build up in the month of Ramadan, isti'dad, ability, capability of doing a lot. Things that we never did before, like reading so much of Quran Sharif, listening to Quran Sharif, reading Nawafil Salat, making dua, waking up for tahajjud, person staying up at night. This was not something that was common to him. He has built it up. Now after the month of Ramadan, an intelligent person is one who's got some preservation plan in place. That I mustn't lose it from day one. I mustn't lose what I've gained. It has so much of effort was there to gain this. I shouldn't lose it. This in Arabic is what is known as istiqama. Istiqama means continuity. A person is perseveres and he goes on. He doesn't lose it to such an extent that the last day of his life is the best day of his life. He's peaking at that point. This is his best, highest level of fitness is at that time when he's about to pass away. Maybe physically he doesn't have that strength, but that desire to please Allah Ta'ala and that love for Allah Ta'ala is at his highest when he's about to meet Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Hazrat Ji Mawlana Masihullah Rahmatullah Ali, he would explain what is istiqamat. These pious people, they show you concepts in deen, but they show it to you in different angles, different shades, sometimes shades and understanding that we don't normally have. So he's explaining what is this istiqamat. He says, we read in our namaz every day, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. Every day in our salat, we're reading, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. O Allah Ta'ala, guide us to the straight path. Guide us to this path that is mustaqim. And part of being this straight path, is part of it is also being consistent, istiqamat, doing it with continuity, doing it with consistency. So he explains what is meant by this consistency. What is istiqamat? So he gives an example, a very nice example. He says, most of us understand this one angle, and this is part of istiqamat, that I must be early in the masjid, I must get my first saf. I must get my takbir-e-ola, I mustn't miss my jamaat. I must read my Quran Sharif every day, I must make dhikr every day. I should do some type of dua every day. He says, we got this to be istiqamat. Yes, this is istiqamat. But there is another higher level of istiqamat, higher level of refinement of istiqamat. And what is this? He explained, is a person reaches such a point where every action of his life is done with consistency. He gives an example. A person takes one Quran Sharif. For example, he takes a Quran Sharif from this cupboard. He reads it. Now when he's returning that Quran Sharif, he puts it exactly in the cupboard he found it. He doesn't go put it in another cupboard. Like that, he takes something, a glass from the kitchen. He takes it from a certain place. When he's finished, he puts it back in that place. He doesn't put it back in another place. So a person is so careful. In fact, the pious of the past, if they had to tell one of their friends to go up to their library to get one kitab, they'd say, go up to the library. On the second shelf, the fourth kitab from the left-hand side is the kitab I'm looking for. Even when they would put the kitab back in the shelf, they would put it back exactly from the place they took it. This is what you call consistency, istiqama. A person reaches such a point of refinement where he is careful about all these things. Then Hazrat Ji Mawlana Masihullah Rahmatullah Ali gave an example of Hazrat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, who was his sheikh. He says on one occasion he was very sick, he was very weak, he was suffering from some type of running stomach, and it was late at night, he needed to go to the toilet. So in those days, they didn't have facilities like how we have running water in the toilet, they have cisterns there in the toilet. They would have to take a lotta from the house, fill it up with water, take that water now in the jug, and go outside
to some built up place and use that as a toilet and come back with that lota and leave it back in its place. So this is what he did at night. He was very weak. He needed to use the toilet. He took the lota. He went to the toilet. And on his way back, he was feeling extremely weak. He passed out. He collapsed. Oh, Hazrat Mullah Tanvi rahmatullah alayhi. He passed out. After some time, he woke up in the dark, in that state. He slowly managed to find his way back to the room. He just reached his bed to lie down. And he remembered that when I woke up, I left that lota in between the route from the toilet to the house. So can you imagine in that weak state, in that weak condition, he realized he didn't put something back in its place where it should have been put in its place. Now this is that higher level of istiqamah we're talking about, is that they were consistent about everything. So he thought to himself, now if someone else, for example, if his wife needs to go to the toilet, she's going to look for the lota, she's not going to find it, I'm going to cause her some taklif. They were so careful, don't cause any type of inconvenience to any person. Just to digress a little bit, on one occasion, Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was on a flight. His khadim that was with him on that flight mentioned this story to me. He says that I was sitting on the aisle seat. Hazrat Maulana Yunus Sahib was sitting in the middle seat. And I dozed off on the aisle seat. It was in the flight, so I dozed off. I fell off to sleep. Hazrat Maulana Yunus Sahib was getting heart pains. His heart was paining. And he looked towards me because he needed a tablet from his bag. From his bag, he needed one tablet, perhaps a TNT or some other tablet to ease that heart pain. But he saw that I was sleeping, and he didn't want to disturb that sleep of mine. So he took that pain upon himself, but he didn't wake me up. So after a while, when I did wake up, he told me, please, I'm experiencing some pain. I just need that one tablet. So he said, Hazrat, why did you not wake me up? He says, no, I didn't want to disturb your sleep. Now this is what you call consideration. A person is considerate about everything. When a man is so considerate, you think he'll be inconsiderate about the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You think he'll just flout the laws of Allah ta'ala, intermingling and photography and television and videoing and interest and everything else. A man will be careful about every single thing. So at that occasion, he said, I felt so embarrassed and hurt, but Hazrat told me, I didn't want to disturb your sleep. So similarly, in this example, Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi, rahmatullah alayhi, he woke up again. Imagine, just collapsed, woke up, came to his bed. He woke up again. He went in the dark. He found that jug that he left en route. He brought it. He put it back in his place. And then he went to take a rest. Now this is what is the level of istiqamat. Maulana Masihullah rahmatullah alayhi is mentioning this to teach us that this is the level of consistency that we must have. So we have some type of plan in place. I'm explaining a plan we have in place to maintain that preservation. You find a person, he's got a business that he had started. Perhaps it was a business he started with tears and blood and effort and started it from nothing to bring up that business. Now he reaches a point where he's about to retire. In his mind, in his desire, I hope my children are able to take over this thing and continue with it. The amount of effort that I put in it, there must be some type of continuity. Like that a person started up a masjid, a madrasa, a maktab, some dini work. His desire in his heart is this madrasa must continue right up till the day of Qiyamah so I can benefit and take the reward. Similarly, when the month of Ramadan comes, it should be every one of our desire is that the barakat and the fuyuz of the month of Ramadan can continue right up till the next Ramadan. If Allah Ta'ala allows us to see the next Ramadan and many more Ramadans, inshallah. And if not, it must continue right up till the point that we depart from this world. One example to understand this is an example of a jojo tank. The jojo tank gets full. It's getting full. In the month of Ramadan, all that anwarat, that barakat, that blessings are coming down. And after the month of Ramadan, there are four taps there that are around the jojo tank. And these four taps, for example, I'm just giving you an example, will cause the jojo tank now to decrease. But the man is not filling it up. He's not continuously filling it up continuously with amal. What will happen to the water in the jojo tank? That water will decrease and it will deplete at some point. And what are these four taps that cause that ruhaniyah to deplete? Ulama explain, one is the eyes, one is the ears, one is the tongue, and one is the heart. If these things are not used correctly after the month of Ramadan, it's causing that water to deplete and deplete and deplete. And the thing that will cause it now to fill up again is a person makes istighfar, he makes tawbah, he goes back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That will cause it to fill. So yes, we have got these eyes, we've got these ears, we've got this heart and mind. But the thing that we should be doing is ensuring that we keep this thing clean. So one easy way to continue with this preservation plan is we leave out all sins. We make out niyat now that we're going to leave out all sins. We don't want to cause that water to deplete. Whether it's sins of the eyes, sins of the ears, sins of the tongue, sins of the heart. I'm very, very careful. I don't want to do any type of sin. And one more thing we do is not only we leave out sins to maintain this istiqamah, to maintain this preservation plan, to maintain this continuity, we leave out everything that is doubtful. Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi has brought the saying of Hassan ibn Abi Sinan, was a great tabi'. He brought his saying. He says that I looked for a shortcut towards piety, and I found no easier way than this. He says, ma ra'aytu shay'an ahwana min al-war'i da' ma yuribuk ila ma la yuribuk. I haven't found any quicker route, shorter route, easier route to piety. And piety is what we work for the whole month of Ramadan. La'allakum tattaqun. We can receive taqwa, we can achieve taqwa. He says, I haven't found any shorter route than this. What route? He says, da' ma yuribuk ila ma la yuribuk. Leave out anything that is doubtful for that which is not doubtful. There are so many things that are not doubtful, there's no problem in it. There's no doubt that if I read Quran, I'm going to get sawab. There's no doubt in it. If I'm going to read salah, there's no doubt. But if I'm going to watch TV, what's going to happen? So automatically there's a doubt, there's a problem. I'm going to look at one video on my phone, there's a problem. I'm going to get involved in photography, intermingling, then there's going to be a problem. I'm going to talk to the wrong, opposite sex, etc. I'm going to have unlawful relationship with someone. Automatically that's a problem. So he says, if you want the easiest way to Allah Ta'ala, you want the easiest way towards piety, you want the shortcut to getting the love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, this is the way. Leave out anything that is doubtful for that which is not doubtful. At the end of the day, who doesn't want the love of Allah Ta'ala? Who doesn't want to get close to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala? Such an easy prescription. Leave out anything that's doubtful. When a man leaves out those things that are doubtful, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, فَمَنِ اتَّقَ الشُّبُهَاتِ اسْتَبْرَأَ لِدِينِهِ وَعِرْضِهِ. That person that leaves out those things that are doubtful, he has actually protected his deen and he has protected his respect. People will respect this man to be a straight man because he left out those things that are doubtful. May Allah Ta'ala, my time is up. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal and continuing with the mubarak actions that we have built up in the month of Ramadan. Yes, it won't be exactly the same. Ramadan has its own barakat and its blessings, but we must try our best to continue after the month of Ramadan. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.